The NBA regular season kicks off this coming Tuesday after a preseason dominated by controversy. It started when Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey tweeted out a now deleted message in support of the pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong. And that put the NBA in an awkward position because the Los Angeles Lakers and Brooklyn Nets were playing exhibition games in China. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver defended Morey's right to speak out. The league then canceled press conferences in China. And when Lakers star LeBron James returned to the U.S. from those exhibition games, he had this to say about Morey.
We all talk about this freedom of speech. Yes, we all do have freedom of speech. But at times, there are ramifications for the negative that can happen. When you're not thinking about others, and you're only thinking about yourself. So I don't want to get into a word or sentence feud with Daryl Morey, but I believe he wasn't educated on the situation at hand.
And we'll get to those ramifications. We have Mike Pesca here with Here and Now sports analyst. He's host of the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. Hey, Mike.
Hello.
So we spoke with you when this controversy first started, and it raised a lot of questions about freedom of speech and repression in China. But it also revealed something that many of us may have not known, that there's so much money at stake here. China loves basketball, and the NBA has billions of dollar deals there. I want to know, what's your takeaway?
Yeah, and China loves basketball, and the team that they loved either most or second most was the Houston Rockets, because the great center Yao Ming played for the Rockets, and now Chinese broadcasters aren't even playing Rockets games. The NBA, like many American companies, does have this huge market in China, and it's a growing market. But unlike a lot of companies which maybe have to ship actual products or have a production center there, all the NBA has to do is play a game and then hit a button, and those games get transmitted to China, and the NBA gets hundreds of millions of dollars. So they don't want to jeopardize the deal. But at the same time, they were also the league that encouraged, not just allowed, but encouraged their players and employees to speak out. And I have to say, because LeBron James didn't, and Adam Silver didn't, it's not just this freedom of speech. It's a freedom of conscience, or it's a moral question. And LeBron James just glided over that. Well, he talked about people not being smart or being ignorant and not knowing. I mean, it's not that hard a question, which is that the people of Hong Kong are being oppressed by an autocratic regime. When Daryl Morey pointed that simple thing out, all holy hell was unleashed, to the surprise of the NBA. So what we have now is LeBron James, a guy who prides himself on being politically outspoken, saying, let's not speak on this because you could hurt feelings or not know what you're talking about.
But he also has a lot at stake with China. We know that he has a business interest. He's his sponsor, Nike. It's the third largest market, China is. And he has all of these entertainment projects, like the upcoming movie Space Jam 2, which actually might be distributed in China. So what kind of blowback are we seeing against what he said?
Yeah, I mean, he has teammates who he wants to have good relations with, who literally have shoe deals with Chinese companies. And he's a gigantic Nike. He's a gigantic Nike endorsee, I guess. He has a huge contract, and therefore there's money on the line. And if you don't think that Space Jam 2 means anything or can make a lot, I mean, one movie, the last Avengers movie, made $600 million in China.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, he had, there's a lot on the line. And unlike some of the other times when he spoke up, like when he endorsed Hillary Clinton for president and when he called Donald Trump literally a bum, there really wasn't a cost to him. That's not off his brand. In fact, you could say people maybe liked LeBron James, or the people who were his consumers already like LeBron James more. It's 180 degrees different with China.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about the NBA season with the little bit of time we have with you. Speaking of LeBron James, let's start with the Lakers. In his first year with the team last season, they didn't even make the playoffs. Do you think that's going to change this season?
Well, that stain of nothing will change the past. But what will change the future is Anthony Davis, the great New Orleans Pelican center, will be there. In an effort to acquire Davis, LeBron pretty much blew up the chemistry of the team, making it known he didn't quite like his current teammates. That's something LeBron will do. But with those two guys, those are the best two players, 1-2 punch in the West in the NBA. And right now, I just looked at the odds. They're the second favorite to win it all. So make the playoffs? Yes. I say you could slot him in right now, unless there's an injury or a gigantic injury or two.
Mike Pesca is here and now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.